And in this corner, the heavyweight champ, a turntablist.
This guy will kill you to death inside a tree round.
Afternoons hit different with DJ Fusion.
Okay,
the champ is here. On 93.1. Jams.
I'm your boy at King Fusion, and I got the homie Ray Moore in the building. What's good, bro?
What's going on, Fusion? How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling good, but not as good as J. Cole right now.
Oh, man. Your boy is on the cover of NBA 2K23, man.
The Dreamer Edition, bro. Like, it should have been the Dreamville Edition, but, you know, we'll let them slide for that one.
Hey, man, this is so dope. You're so used to seeing Kobe Jordan, but you ain't never seen a rapper on the cover before. This is epic right here, bro.
This is really epic, man. First rapper to grace the cover of NBA 2K, but not only that, I think it's really fitting because Cole got a mad three-pointer. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, he can hoop it up a little. Bit.
Let me ask you a question. You think his jumper better than mine?
I think you might have him on the jumper. I don't know. I mean, he got you. He got you maybe, you know, he might be a little taller than you, but I think you got nothing but net, bro.
When I talk to Cole, I'ma ask. Yeah, man. Totally excited, man. I'm proud of him. All the NBA players are proud of him. There's a lot of haters out there, but when you balling as hard as Cole, it's a cold world.
Man, it absolutely is a cold world. The Dreamville rapper taking the NBA 2K23 cover. Man, the Dreamer Edition, it's out in stores now. Crazy, man. You know, NBA 2K has always been a place where you can discover new music, where hip-hop has thrived. You know, hip-hop and basketball culture go hand in hand. So, you know, I think this is really fitting. And, you know, salute to NBA 2K. I hope there's more of this to come.
Shout out to my boy J. Cole, man. We proud of you. Ray Moore, Fusion. Keep it balling, brother. Keep it real.
Give us a minute. We'll give you the news, just not headline news. On Madtown's 93.1. Champs.
The U.S. Embassy is warning citizens to leave Russia.
Except for Steven Seagal. He can stay there as long as he wants.
Ketanji Brown Jackson officially joined the Supreme Court. Said her first day went well.
But her co-workers can be a bit judgy.
Gas prices continue to rise. Makes me so angry I want to punch a hole in the wall.
But the price of spackle and paint's also up.
October is Squirrel Awareness Month. Although if you check the browser history,
it sure seems more like Beaver Awareness Month.
The Supreme Court's approval ratings at an all-time low.
It just dropped lower than a Major League Baseball home plate umpire and a tilt-a-whirl operator with a face tattoo.
Trump attorney Christina Bob has hired her own attorney and says that she might be willing to cooperate with the Justice Department.
It's getting to the point where if you apply to be an attorney for Donald Trump, one of the questions they ask is, do you have a good lawyer?
The SEC fined Kim Kardashian for not disclosing what she was paid to hype crypto.
Just when you think you know someone, turns out you're right.
The TV show The Crown is looking for an actor to play Prince Harry.
They want someone who's between the age of 16 to 20, who looks like Harry, and isn't ashamed to play billiards naked.
Brad Pitt says that George Clooney is the world's most handsome man.
I would have gone with William Dafoe, said a bunch of idiots.
After playing a flute that once belonged to the fourth president, James Madison, Lizzo has been invited to tour Madison's home.
Unless Tucker Carlson can convince the Supreme Court to block it.
And today's show is brought to you by chess.
A game you thought was boring until you learned you can cheat by using vibrating anal beads.
Not headline news.
With DJ Fusion.
Weekdays just after 5:30 on Madtown's 93.1.
Jams. Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez, bro, in the news for, what, 3 years now?
Man, going on 3 years. It's hitting that mark.
Tory Lanez was at a party with Meg Thee Stallion and one other person. They were in Los Angeles at Kylie Jenner's house, summer 2020. I believe it was like July 2020.
Somewhere around now.
And there was you know, an incident of reported of shots fired. And then a couple of minutes later, leaving the Jenner residence, Tory and Megan were pulled over and pulled out of the vehicle. Now, we've all seen the video. Tory was at the truck first. On the ground, face down, no shirt, no shoes, nothing. And then Megan comes out, and she just got shot in the foot with a semi-automatic rifle. A semi-automatic rifle gonna do some damage. Like,
absolutely.
Like, you ain't walking on that foot. And they pulled her out the car, and she walked a full vehicle distance behind the car and then laid down. And then a week later, she's twerking on TV. Like, I don't think she got shot with a semi-automatic gun.
You know what? I'm gonna have to agree with that. I'm gonna have to agree with you on that, Fusion. I did a lot of research. It looks like
the doctors had a lot to say about it, which was when they did the CAT scan of her foot, they only seen signs of cut glass.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a gunshot wound. It looked like she was almost stabbed.
And really, when you watch the video and you see her getting out the truck, the blood on the ground don't indicate like some huge fast bleeding. Like, you know, like I think it's more in line. Not that I'm a doctor or an expert. It definitely looks like, you know, a smaller injury.
Nobody has ever been shot and, you know, was still able to be as cool as Megan was. Unless right. She just got the juice like that.
We can't put Tory's future in our hands here, but he's facing 23 years maximum sentence. Trial begins in December. He's facing one felony count of assault with a semi-automatic firearm for allegedly shooting Megan, one felony of personal firearm use, and a felony of carrying a loaded, unregistered firearm in a vehicle.
And then on top of that, there was allegations that he was spending more time with Kylie than he was with her.
Well, let's talk about the fact that in that same year, about a month and a half after this incident, Meg Thee Stallion's dating Travis Scott.
Yeah, so
they had some like couple swap stuff going on here, like that oh, fancy yeah, LA life.
It sounds like LA swingers competition.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I don't think Tory's as guilty as Megan's putting it off to be, and I think it's a stunt to sell albums. I think it's a stunt to sell records.
By him going in and putting out that album he did right after that, he kind of poured his heart out. You know, he kind of, you know, let the world know that, you know, whatever people try to put against him, he gonna beat it. The main thing is him beating this case he about to go through, because this could be a big deal for his career.
Team Tory or Team Meg?
Both of them. It's, you know, if it turns out that he's innocent, which I think he is, you know, the evidence don't lie. If it turns out he's innocent, then obviously, you know, everybody's going to go with him because that's the way the world is. But if it turns out that he's, you know, guilty, Tory, all I got to say is, brother, stay strong.
Stay strong, bro. But I mean, I have a hard time believing that he shot her with a semi-automatic firearm, even at a close range. Like, if that was factual, there'd be a lot more of that foot missing. And I don't think she would have been twerking on TV and probably wouldn't have been doing what she did in the WAP video a couple of months later.
You want to know what's real interesting, though? They don't even want any of the, they don't want testimonies from the police officers that were at the trial. They're only going off evidence that was stated at the hospital.
That's going to help Tory. That's going to help Tory more than it helps Megan.
Oh, absolutely. But from what the police officers said, they responded to gunshots fired, but they didn't see anybody shot. So.
And did they find a gun? Did they actually find the supposed gun?
I don't think they found a gun. I don't think there was any gun in the vehicle.
Well, jury's going to be selected in December and the trial will kick off. Hopefully this ends well for both parties. I got to say, you know, I was kind of Team Meg at first, but I think I'm Team Tory right now.
That's how it's looking for me too, dog.
Man, well, best of luck to Tory Lanez, and I hope that this gets figured out in the most resourceful way for all parties involved.
In dark times,
when that baby ain't your baby, and your OnlyFans has an OnlyFans,
this is your
ray of light. Comedian Ray Moore.
Have you ever been interrupted by someone you really didn't like? I mean, talking over me is one thing, but it's another feeling when I really don't like your ass in the first place, right? When you're talking to your new girl and your ex jump in your convo bringing up, oh, that's why your ass single now. When you're at your kid's birthday party and the court serves you papers, you know it's a divorce coming. At least there'll be two Christmases this year. When you're on FaceTime with your new side chick and your girl busts through the door asking you where her keys at. Girl, you supposed to have your ass at work. Ladies and gentlemen, be respectful and wait your turn. It's only right.
This is your real life,
and I'm out.
Light.
Weekdays, just after 3:30.
On 93.1 Champs.